531. Pacific Media Network has appointed Don Mann Jr. as its new Chief Executive Officer. Don comes to PMN from Pacific Corporation Foundation, where he is the current CEO. Previous roles have included Head of Corporate Partnerships at the Auckland Tourism Events and Economic Development, ATED, and Head of Commercial Partnerships at the New Zealand Warriors. He also spent many years in a variety of roles with the police. Don, who will officially start his new role on the 1st of July, is of Tongan and Māori descent and has familial ties to Vava'o, the Tonga, and is affiliated to Ngāti Ruapani and Ngāti Kahungunu. Don Mann Jr. Joins us now on Pacific Breakfast for more. Mālolele, kia ora, and thank you so much for your time this morning, boss.
Oh, talo for love, ma'a, and mālolele, and tēnā koutou katoa to all the listeners out there.
Firstly, Don, tell us a bit more about yourself, please.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Well, as you mentioned, I'm Māori, but I'm also Tongan as well. My mother grew up in Waikare Moana, which is down in the Uruwera area in central North Island. And my on my grandmother's side, Ngāti Ruapani, Mabel Waiwai was her name. And my grandfather, Wanohema, is from Rangiahua Marae, just in from Frasertown, and just out from Waikare Moana. On my father's side, dad is born in Vava'u. The man name and the man family actually goes right back to England in 18 something or other. A person by the name of Thomas man came out from England, but we also take our Tongan family from the Tupo Fulivai family. My grandmother is based near Tupo Fulivai. And her father was Ikineasi Tupo Fulivai, who was the noble of Vava'u and a significant man in Vava'u.
Nice. A very good Pacific salad, fruit salad mix there for you, Don.
A bit of everything. And very much part of, you know, when you think about that 60% of our Pacifica people who are born in New Zealand, I'm a bit of all that.
Awesome. Now, in the announcement for yourself taking up the new role, PMN Chairperson Tiumalu Peter Fafiu said that you were a standout from a quality group of applicants. How does it feel to be the successful applicant? And talk to me about why you wanted to apply for the role.
Oh, and that's very generous of the chair. That's very humbling, actually. It's an interesting question how it felt to be named, because you don't, well, for me, I don't think about myself in these sort of matters. When I did get offered the role, it's funny because, you know, my thoughts immediately go to others. You know, I was thinking about, you know, I mentioned my grandparents here. you know, they made enormous sacrifices for my mother. My mother's one of 17, you know. Enormous sacrifices for them to grow up and prosper out of a little tiny little place out of Waikare Moana. You know, my my grandparents, you know, they left Vava'u in 1947 to come to New Zealand. You know, made enormous sacrifices, like all our Pacific people who left their homelands and their countries to come here. So when I was named CEO, I actually think about all those. All those things, and all the people who currently serve, all the people now who our leaders now who are on the front line serving during COVID. You think about that, you don't think about yourself. Why did I apply? it's a good question, and I actually asked myself that right throughout the process. Probably the best way for me to articulate that is I am a firm believer in language as a gateway or a window to your culture and a gateway to unlocking your identity. I've always believed that. when I was 12, I was supposed to go to Kelston Boys High School. We grew up in Kelston. And when I was 12, my parents made the decision to send me to St. Stephen's boarding school. For those of you who don't know, listeners who don't know, St. Stephen's is a very famous Māori boarding school in Aotearoa. And if you're driving up the Bombay Hills out of Auckland, you look to the right, you'll see a derelict group of buildings. That's St. Stephen's was once a grand school. I went there at the age of 12, and And that's when I learned to speak Māori. I always grew up around Māori language, always grew up around the Tongan language. It was always around us. But both my grandparents on my Tongan side and my grandparents on my Māori side were firm believers of for us and for my generation is that we must grow up in the ways of things Bālangi, we must grow up in the way of things Pākehā to advance ourselves. And that was just the thinking at that time. But yeah, at the age of 12, I learned to speak Māori. And at that school, I was a young third former. And at that school, Hone Harawira was a seventh former. Shane Jones was a seventh former. Some of the leaders of some of the rangatira of Ngāti Whātua were some of my closest friends here. So I grew up in that environment. And from that point of time, it's probably a crucial time where it really firmed up my sense of identity and my sense of who I am in terms of my Tongan side and my Māori side. And so as I grew up from then, when things came around like Bastion Point, you kind of knew what to do. You know, I went to Bastion Point and as a young kid and supported one of my schoolmates. When the Springbok tour came around, you know, we played rugby, we played league, we enjoyed rugby, but we also knew the Springbok tour was wrong. So we marched on the Springbok tour. And so to answer your question, come back to it, yeah, I've always believed in, and if it wasn't for me having the opportunity to learn the language, a Māori language at a young age, I don't think it would have shaped my identity and would have shaped who I am. So I'm a firm believer in that, and I'm a firm believer in what PMN stands for.
If you look back over your corporate career, and as I mentioned about ATEED, New Zealand Warriors, your work at, you know, a Pacific Cooperation Foundation, what will you bring in terms of that corporate sort of noose to your new role, Don?
When you look at all those roles, essentially they're all about service. You know, I was only 19 when I joined the police. You know, I barely knew anything, you know. But the police, and even at the Warriors in instance, it's about service. You know, it's about serving that rugby league community or the fans or the sponsors and all that type of thing. And same with ATEED. You know, my time at ATEED was a terrific experience. It was at a time in Auckland was going through exponential growth. But for me, it's just a sense of service. All those have been about service. All those roles have been about serving a community or serving others. All those roles have been about, at the end of the day, prosperity for others and opportunity for others. And I just hope to carry that on and bring that into this role.
Talk to me, please, Don, about the importance of having organisations such as, you know, Pacific Media Network that cater to our Pacifica community, you know, Pasifika, you know, telling Pasifika stories and others, you know, in this media landscape.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, COVID-19 is interesting, and I've spoken about this last week and others have spoken about it. You know, the thing about COVID-19, it's throwing a spotlight on either the inequalities or the faults in our system or the way we do things, but it's also highlighted, you know, stories of heroism and opportunity and growth as well. And so, you know, the importance of organisations like PMN and Māori Television and the Māori radio networks is, you can see it right now. And, you know, as that information comes out from a government perspective, if let's just say hypothetically, if let's just say Television New Zealand was your only view of the world, you would only see one way of interpreting information. And so without organisations like PMN, who are supported by MPP and others and PPT and that's it, you just never have that information come out, and you wouldn't be able to see yourself. You wouldn't be able to see a reflection of yourself as Pasifika people. Just a small example, and when I was at the Warriors, you know, we all know, and I know many of our lovers of rugby league and the NRL and rugby, you know, we cringe every time we hear our players' names said wrong. You know, there was a day when Wairangi Kōpū, for instance, was Wairangi Kōpū when he was playing rugby league, you know, and then those sort of things, you know. And so even back in the Warriors, I remember I used to, you know, you go to Australia, you go to a strange ground. I always used to make the point of I'd walk up into the commentary box, I'd knock on the door, and I'd have this sheet of paper with all our Pacifica and Māori players spout out phonetically, and I'd hand it over to the Bailangi Australian commentators and say, this is how you say their name, you know. So, you know, little things like that, you know. You look at little things like that highlight the, you know, if it wasn't for organisations like PMN and others, you know, you just have this almost erasure of us as people and an erasure of us as an identity. And you look at things like, you know, I remember a couple of years ago, I think she's German, a young German woman, Greta Thunberg, I think, made some statements about climate change and holding people to account. It's tremendous. You know, she did a wonderful job and used the platform. But for us as Pacific people who live in amongst the impacts of climate change every day in terms of where we're from, you know, we've been telling these stories for centuries about you know, Mother Earth or Papa Tuanuku or how we live in the climate change, but they never get heard. So, you know, it's just crucial. It's absolutely vital. And, you know, as a significant population here in Aotearoa and one that's a youthful population and growing, organisations like PMN are crucial to the development of this country and the prosperity of all New Zealanders, actually.
A very big thank you. Don Mann Jr., new CE for Pacific Media Network, taking up the role 1st of July. Great to have your company this morning, boss, and the lead up to taking up the new role. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. And we'll look forward to touching base, taking up the new role. Mālo opito, ngā mihi. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Thank you.
Yeah, well, Brian. Take care.
Thank you.